There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Yes, here we go. Follow the Money. Pauly Howard, and look what the cat dragged in was a pleasant surprise. Mike Palm pinch hitting. Oh, big show coming up. NHL playoffs, seven game sevens in play. NBA, the second round. What gives? Can we get a close game? Tom Verducci coming up. Nigel Seeley in 45 minutes. We have the FA Cup, the final 2 weeks of the Premier League. Playoffs are starting. How are you doing? Good to see you.
How about Tottenham Arsenal? The North London Derby today.
Yeah.
Thoughts on this historic run by Real Madrid all the way to the final?
Yep.
Liverpool, $1.75 favorite to win champions.
That's right.
We'll pick Nigel's brain in 45 minutes.
Yep, and FA Cup as well. Yeah. All right. How are things? Good?
Oh, wonderful. Life is good. Just a little preview here. Derek and I will join the show in the third hour next Tuesday when we will reveal the question that everyone around the world is asking, Pauly, what's the guarantee?
Absolutely.
We'll talk about all the contest rules, the guarantee, and we'll open up registrations next Tuesday at noon Pacific.
Yep, can't wait for that. We'll get into that a little bit. Also, you know, listen, we usually do a great job with this, but you were so fired up and it got a huge response. Mike Palm's worst TV character list. I can't wait. I mean, this was...
Watch a lot of TV.
Yes, what we did. And we missed a couple, too, which is going to happen.
Absolutely.
In the history of television.
Two days later, when Mitch came up with the easy number one that we hadn't even thought about.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Wow. If you went to bed early last night, my God, you didn't miss anything in the Memphis game. I can't understand punting on a playoff game and saying, well, we got game six at home, we're good. Memphis, remember now, they're 10.5-point dogs in the last game. Their best players out. They're up 55 points in the second half of a playoff game. This hasn't happened in 70 years. You were saying, what was the end play?
45.5. Early fourth quarter. 45.5. Derek sent a text out to the group. He says, am I seeing this right on, you know, because we have the app. 45.5 is the end game, and the Warriors are getting it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting it.
Yeah. I mean, this is astonishing what happened, that they struggled so much on offense on the last game. They're underdogs in this game. They're up 55 points. They have 77 at the half. They took it easy on them in the fourth quarter. They scored 15 points in the fourth quarter. They could have dropped 150 on them. 134-95. We have game six tomorrow. And how is this Golden State outfit laying 8.5 when you see it? And I give you another one, too. Another question for you. If David Thorpe can see this about why Adams wasn't playing, and he gave him another big boost yesterday with cleaning the glass and doing a good job. Why didn't Jenkins realize that, hey, maybe I should play Adams too when Coach Thorpe can see it?
For those that hold Warriors tickets, future tickets, Western Conference, NBA Finals Championship, Steve Kerr, get well soon. I mean, this is how bad did they play in game four at home? What, they're 4 of 26 from three at one point, turned the ball over 15 times, and then this abomination last night? I wonder if the Sacramento Kings are wondering if they can get a do-over, Paulie.
Yeah, I would think. That's a fair point, though, about how bad they've been now in the two games. And they think, I mean, he's been fired three times. You certainly have buyer's remorse if you're Sacramento. Look at these plus-minus numbers. Klay Thompson, minus 45 when he was on the floor. Steph Curry, 37. Jackson, plus 42. Bain, plus 46. It backfired on the Clippers the one year when they blew a 3-1 series lead to the Rockets. I just don't understand. And with a veteran team, and we know how important playoff experience has been in this series, Memphis should have the lead. It should be 3-2 Memphis, not Golden State. We need to pump the brakes on Golden State as well. You beat a decimated Denver team without their second and third best player, and now you're taking Memphis, who just doesn't have the playoff experience, and they just can't get on the same page as a unit. But they found something here. That was the team that went 20-2 without Ja last night.
I'm not saying they're a better team than Ja Morant, because they're not, but they're certainly more focused on the defensive end of the court without him, and it showed in two straight games.
Yeah, fair, absolutely. So where do you go from here now? And again, they're 8.5 tomorrow. Klay Thompson, after the game, about now, how do you bounce back after getting drubbed?
Well, you know, it doesn't feel good losing by as much as we did, but at the end of the day, it's just a loss, and you flush it from your mental, and you remind yourselves who you are, and you go in and play with 100% effort on Friday, and I like our chances.
Well, it's the NBA, where you can certainly bounce back. Look at what's transpired here in the two series that are tonight with the home team's a lot of blowouts as well. But this, I'll tell you, if they don't get game six, all of a sudden, Memphis was 30-1 before the game to win the series. And you still have a huge, I think it's 1,700 here, Golden State to win the series. They lose game six, this thing's on, and I think Memphis can go to the conference finals.
Well, you know, 2 days ago, Golden State's the favorite to win the West. Phoenix just got to win 2 out of 3 with 2 home games and still has home court in the Western Finals. How could that be? How could Golden State have been a minus $1.20 and Memphis plus 140 and Phoenix plus 140? Made no sense. Now it's got to flip, right? With Phoenix with a chance to close out tonight and Golden State with this awful performance twice in a row.
Right. Maybe they blow them out tomorrow. But how do you lay 8.5 with what you've seen? And you're exactly right about Kerr. But the last two games here, I mean, they're down 10 points. In game four in the second half, and Memphis can't make a free throw, and they're sloppy.
They had no shot to cover 10 in that game, and now they come back 8.5.
Yep. And oh, boy. Hey, hello, New England. That was a tough one for the Celtics. I mean, here's another collapse. You're up 14 in the fourth quarter. You can't grab a rebound late. You're going to go up 3-2. You're in total control of that series, and then Drew Holiday, the freak, was unbelievable. But is there a better performance you're ever going to see in the final minute of a playoff game than what Holiday did? Hits the three to tie it, comes up with the big block, this throws it off Smart to save, and then he gets the steal at the end. What a job by Holiday. And Boston gives it away.
You're up six with a minute 30 to go.
That's another thing.
And you've been the best defensive team in the league for 3 months. You can't lose the game. Their best rebounder is taking the free throw.
Yep.
You're one defensive rebound on a free throw away from, I think, being in the NBA Finals.
Yep.
Now, how do you recover from that?
Good point.
Tomorrow night.
I know. Right. Now, it's certainly not over. And you just see the series price. Well, Milwaukee is still adjusted series line, only a small favorite. But look at the win probability. They're 97% win probability with 144 left. They lose the game by three. I mean, everything has to go wrong there because they're so good defensively, too, Boston. But you're up 14 with 10 minutes. You have the 6-point lead late, and you let it get away, and Milwaukee makes all the plays down the stretch. You can't grab a rebound. Smart killed him. The turnover that led to the three, the strip from Freak, the three by Holiday, the turnover there late, the blocked shot. What a fiasco.
Defensive player of the year.
Well, that I know. That's fair as well to rip him for that too. Udoka, they understand the missed opportunity in what happened last night.
Of course, we're going to be down. Guys are going to be pissed about the outcome. You know, we outplayed them for 3.5 quarters. And so we talked about, you know, showing our resolve. We made it tougher on ourselves now, and it'll make it sweeter when we bounce back. But, you know, we gave it up a golden opportunity tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're the best team in the NBA, but they might be going home now. I mean, I know it's what Rudy T always said, don't underestimate the heart of a champion. But you can't lose that game, Boston. You can't lose that game. Holiday's the first player. This tweet's awesome. ESPN Stats and Info. Holiday's the first player in the last 25 playoffs to record a block and a steal in the final 10 seconds of the fourth quarter of a playoff game. Sure, absolutely. But you get Tice goes 5 for 5, which I couldn't believe. It's like they're destined to win if that happens. You get a great performance by Tatum and Brown, and you're up 14 with 10 minutes at home. You're in total control of the series, and then everything flips just like that. Good point, too, about who was shooting the free throw and giving up the rebound.
And there's a shot Middleton might be back now. How about that?
Yep, I know. Now Middleton could play in game 6. Oh, God, Boston. No lead is safe.
No.
It doesn't matter what team it is.
In any sport now.
You think so?
Phillies blow a 7-0 lead in the ninth inning, 7-1. You get hockey. How about a 2-goal lead used to be a cinch in the NHL playoffs? Right. Washington gave up a 3-goal lead in 5 minutes.
How about that?
How about Pittsburgh
like
with a chance to eliminate the Rangers at Madison Square Garden, gives up 3 goals in 2:40?
Right. You can't. How do you bet an under in the playoffs what happened?
You can't. Not in the NHL.
Just like there were three goals like that with the Rangers. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that it's 2-0 Pittsburgh. Crosby gets hurt, completely changed the game, and saved the Rangers' season, at least for the time being.
And all our tickets on him.
Yeah, well, that too. I know, but that's – and then, right, it's 3-0 Washington. You think, oh, my God, the Panthers, the 122 points, they're going out. And then they come right back, they tie, and then they 5 unanswered. And Washington doesn't score the rest of the way.
It's 3-0 Washington, and they had held Florida to 1 goal through 58 minutes in the previous game.
Yep.
You have to be feeling good there.
22-1 overrun third period now.
It takes an act of God to get a third period on. Well, one way. If the game is tied and stays tied with no goals, because they're going to pull the goalie with 6 minutes left, or any power play they get inside 8 minutes, they're going to try to go 6-on-4, or a team is down 1 and scores a goal to tie it. That's the only way the third period can go under.
Yeah. 22-1 run. The loser was that Pittsburgh Ranger. But it was a blowout. It was 7-2, though. But the
Pittsburgh only scored one goal. It was 6-2 and finished 7-2.
Yeah, that's it. I'm surprised that overs are only 66% for the playoffs. Remember, it started 8-8, though. So you're on
hasn't been an over in the Dallas-Calgary series yet. Remember that.
They emptied it with 1 second.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's it. That's the only one.
That's it.
Well, if you take out that series, what are we looking
at? 4-1 is that series. Yeah. It's 4-1.
It's a 17-5-1 overrun for the games going back. It's 17-2 if you take out the Dallas series. Because those are 3-year unders right there. First hour of Follow the Money, presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. My God. Incredible night in hockey. What happened in the NBA playoffs? Memphis up 55. I couldn't believe it. I can't believe that happened. And what Golden State did to punt on a game. Tom Verducci coming up, Sports Illustrated, MLB Network. Nigel Seeley in half an hour. Playoffs in League 2 and the Championship League. A huge one today in the Premier League. De Bruyne with the hat trick. We'll get to what that paid coming up. We got so much to get into with Mike as well. Win some, lose some up next, and we'll touch on the 2 games tonight in the NBA playoffs. Straight ahead, Follow the Money. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now DC. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. My God, there's a lot going on in soccer, and Nigel's got a ton of picks coming up. Let's get into it.
Good morning, Nigel.
How you doing?
Good afternoon. Long time no talk. I want to start with the North London Derby. The eyes of the world will be on Hotspur Stadium. Really, I think this is the most important Premier League game left, as fourth place still undecided. Five games to go for both teams. Arsenal 4 points ahead of Tottenham. A must win for Tottenham if they have any chance of playing champions next year. But how do you back Tottenham as a favorite? This team is awful as a favorite, great as a dog. They're favorite at home today. You can take Arsenal and half a goal, minus 150. A tie here almost guarantees fourth as well.
Absolutely, Mike. Good to see you both there. I think every time that Tottenham are the favorites, you oppose them. Every time they're underdogs, they've beaten Manchester City, gone to Manchester City and won. They've got beaten at home by the likes of Brighton in recent weeks. But this is a big one. Tottenham are renowned for bottling it at the closing stage of the seasons. But I think this is a young Arsenal side that are probably a little bit doing better than what they would have expected. The thing is with Tottenham, they have, in my opinion, the best two goal threats in the Premier League as a partnership in Harry Kane and Son. I don't think there's a better partnership in the Premier League. They've got goals in them. And the other thing is they have a fantastic record in this fixture. The last five, I think you've got to go back a long time since Arsenal have won this fixture. The one thing I really do think you'll see tonight is goals. I'm a bit like you. I'm usually an unders better, but I think tonight, goals. I don't see any reason why Tottenham won't get their foot off the gas. And the other reason why I'm edging towards Tottenham, and this is, I think Tottenham are better now because of the manager. I think it's Antonio Conte is one of the top-class managers in world football. He's won a Premier League. He knows exactly what to do. He's won titles with Inter Milan as well over in Italy. So I think the advantage in the dugout is definitely with Tottenham. And you remember as well, Tottenham, it's a must-win match. Arsenal could still lose this game and qualify for the Champions League. Tottenham have to get it. And Arsenal probably might come here thinking if we get a draw, it's a good result. So I would be worried to bet Arsenal because I don't think they will have to go all out to get the win. So I'm leaning towards Tottenham. I understand your reservations, but my main play tonight would be goals.
Okay. Take us through Sunday, the second to last Sunday of the season, and take us through the card Sunday and how you see relegation, top four, and how it's going to play out, and if you like anything in the Premier League.
Well, it's very difficult to have a bet now without knowing that Tottenham result, especially on the Tottenham-Burnley game. That could be a dead rubber. You got Arsenal-Newcastle could be a real dead rubber. The line will change massively if Arsenal win this evening, because then effectively they've got nothing to play for. So I would be very cautious. There's a couple of bets I like. The first bet I like is in the Tottenham-Burnley game, actually. I would expect Tottenham to win that game. I think Burnley are struggling. We all know the problems are at the bottom of the table. And the man who I like, I wouldn't bet Tottenham at minus $3 or something like that to win the game. But I really am a big fan of Son, the Korean centre-forward for Tottenham. I think he's had an exceptional season. I don't think there's a hotter striker in the Premier League at the moment. He scored 10 goals in his last 9 starts. And against Burnley, Tottenham will probably be a 1.5-goal favourite, 1.75-goal favourite. So you can get even money on Son to score. You've got to remember as well, he's 2 goals behind Salah. Salah has an off weekend this week because they play in the FA Cup final. And I think he'll look as an opportunity to get the golden boot. So I really like Son to score at any time in this game. On current form, he should be the favourite ahead of Harry Kane. Harry Kane is still the favourite because of public money and public support. But Son, for me, is the main man at Tottenham at the moment. So I like Son to score at any time in that game. The other bet I like, and I'm amazed it's plus money, I really like Leicester to beat Watford at plus 123. I think that's a huge price. I would be amazed if that price doesn't start at possibly even minus money. Watford are relegated, have absolutely nothing to play for. Mm-hmm. It's their last home game of the season. The manager's leaving. A lot of players are leaving. They're bringing in a lot of kids to play to see what they're like in the Championship next season. And Leicester have had an indifferent season. Not the expectations that many would have expected in Leicester, but they're getting all their players back. They had a terrible injury run. And Jamie Vardy is their key man. Jamie Vardy came back in midweek against Norwich, scored 2 goals. They won 3-0 in a similar kind of fixture against a side had nothing to play for because of relegation. And what you find in the Premier League, once teams are relegated, they don't really go through the motions. They look about planning for next season. They look to offload their talent and give you the chance. And I think Leicester at plus 123 is an absolute cracking bet. I would be shocked if that is prices anywhere near that on Sunday.
Nigel, you mentioned the FA Cup Saturday from Wembley, Chelsea and Liverpool. Jurgen's got a chance to win Carabao, FA, and Champions League this year. Liverpool's a better team than Chelsea. Is Liverpool the play on Saturday?
Well, I'm not quite sure if it is, Mike, because they're still in the Premier League. They start a race going into that game. They're still in the chance with winning the Champions League. Obviously, that's going to be their priority. And they've always, when they come across Chelsea are a side that can do it in one-off games. Chelsea are a side that have given Liverpool problems. The FA Cup finals never, ever, ever live up to expectation. I can't remember the last time an FA Cup final was a classic. I like the unders here, around about evens, under 2.5 goals. I actually like the draw in 90 minutes. Obviously, if you're betting on this game, remember the rules of soccer where it's 90 minutes count. If you bet Liverpool to win the game at plus 105 and they win in extra time, it doesn't count. But they've met 3 times this season, these two sides, and every single game has ended in a draw. And they played in the Carabao Cup final, which was 0-0. And it went all the way to extra time and penalties. It was a good 0-0. It wasn't a poor 0-0. It was a lot of end-to-end action. But I think the draw's the bet here. Cup finals never, ever live up to expectation. And underdogs have a really good record in the FA Cup. You only got to look at last year when Leicester beat Chelsea as underdogs. So I, on paper, yes, Liverpool. But if you want, this is Chelsea's one chance this season to get a trophy. I think that side will be a lot more pumped than Liverpool, because Liverpool have still some huge matches to play in the Premier League and in the Champions League. And that would be number 3 on the priority list for Jurgen Klopp.
Nigel, how are you approaching the Championship League playoff with a chance to get into the Premier League? Do you have any specific plays? And how do you look at these first legs overall?
Well, first legs overall were very tight. Really, really tight. Like, nervy game. This is the biggest game in world football. It's worth £100 million for the people who put teams that gets through and gets back into the Premier League. So they're away. The first legs are just, no, it's very, very close. I went back through the stats for the last 10 years of playoff matches, first legs. In 20 matches, 16 of them cashed under 2.5 goals. Mm. In the 20 matches, 11 of them cashed under 1.5 goals. So if you're going to play the 2.5 goals, on the statistics, that under 1.5 goals should be minus money. And 15 of 20 of the games, both teams to score was a no. So that's all you need to know how you're going to approach it. But obviously, you're not going to get very, very good lines. You're looking at about minus $2 for the under 2.5 on both games. Luton Huddersfield, I think, will be very close. There's nothing between the two sides. Huddersfield, both of them never expected to be in this position. Luton have their players, the whole of their team, when on the transfer, cost £1.5 million, which when you consider That's the same amount of money a month that Haaland's going to get at Man City. That's how much their whole squad costs to assemble. Oh, so for them to get to this close to being in the Premier League is phenomenal. So it's a huge game. I think unders there will cash. Sheffield United, Nottingham Forest, these are the two sides that are expected to be in this position. And whoever comes through this will probably be a very, very warm favourite in the final. But I think that will be close as well. So I quite like parlaying the two together, the under 2.5 in both. Okay. I think that's a much better way to go. And you'll get a nice little about plus 150 or something like that for the under 2.5 in both of the games.
Okay. And 1 minute left. I'm pleasantly surprised by how many books have League Two up. The League Two playoffs start this weekend as well. What do you think of the Mansfield-Northampton match?
Well, there's a good. That's well. Listen, I don't know if you followed the League Two last week. It was incredible. Northampton were 3-0 up and in automatic promotion. And the only way they could miss out on automatic promotion was if Bristol Rovers won by 5 or more goals. And they were 3-0 up, which meant that Bristol Rovers had to win by 8 goals. They conceded to make 3-1. Bristol Rovers won by 7 goals, which meant they got the automatic place. And Northampton went into the playoffs. They won 7-0.
Now, that
manager and how those players can pick themselves up from that winning 3-1, but then when their rivals win 7-0 to stop them going automatic promoted, I don't know how they can do it. And they play a Mansfield side who have been the best team in League Two in the second half of the season. You can get plus 130 for Mansfield to win that game. I think that Northampton will be absolutely deflated. And history in the lower league playoffs, League One and League Two, the team that comes into sixth with a bit of momentum always performs well. The team that finished fourth, the team that comes in seventh, they always do better. Well. The team that comes in fourth, who miss out on automatic promotion, are always the one to fade because psychologically they're so damaged by missing out on promotion. And the way this side got done last week, well, that's going to take them months, let alone weeks to get over that.
Excellent job. Unbelievable angle. Can't wait to talk to you next week as well as we wrap up the Premier League. Thanks for your time, Nigel. Great job.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
You got it. First hour of Follow the Money presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Get 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Check BetRivers.com for full offer and rules. NFL schedule today, leaks, and the big news was Circa in Illinois. Peekaboo, Marky.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. First Bet wants you to get in on the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000. Polly Howard, Mike Palm, Mike pinch hitting for Mitch. Holding it down with the maestro, as I told upper management 3 years, hire this man. I know talent. They listened to me and did the right thing.
Your modesty is overwhelming.
Absolutely. Good to see you this morning. To recap, because we're up against it with the clock with Nigel, and there's so much to recap, and it's a huge soccer weekend in the next couple weeks. Goals in Arsenal-Tottenham today. Tottenham, Arsenal coming up, and you made your case for the match today earlier. FA Cup under 2.5. That is Liverpool and Chelsea. Liverpool, $1.70. Leicester to beat Watford on Sunday. Watford relegated, nothing to play for. Friday and Saturday, championship playoffs. $100 million on the line to the team that's promoted, to the club that gets promoted. Both under. Now, the last 21st leg, 16 have gone under 2.5. That's Luton, Huddersfield, and Sheffield United. And I'm blanking on the opponent now. But under 2.5 in that one. And the League Two playoff Saturday, what an angle there. They had to win by
7-0.
Oh, my God. And they have to do it with the goal differential. They have to be demoralized, Northampton.
Worse than the Celtics going in.
Yeah, he likes Mansfield plus money. And, again, pleasantly surprised by all the books that have League Two up in the playoff start this weekend. Okay, was that a good or a bad thing for Circa with what happened with the Derby?
Well, I think it's a good thing for horse racing that an 80-1 shot wins the race for the casual fans. I mean, for the everyday bettor that might have been disgusted by it, like our friend Chris Felica of ESPN, they're still going to bet. He's not going to cease betting after 50 years of doing it. But for the casual fan to see somebody, a horse that wasn't even in the Derby 24 hours before, drew into the Derby because of a scratch. Mm-hmm. Now, they sent out what the team here behind the desk, Jeff Benson, those guys, they'll send out an update. 3 minutes to post, they send out an update. Best result for Circa, Rich Strike. Because We did Parimutuel, but we also booked Static Odds. And we had Rich Strike at 125-1. Guy walks up to the window, bets five horses as they're loading for 1,000. Oh, yeah, he's got the 21 in his number. Oh. Hit it for 125,000.
Oh, my turn. God.
Great Parimutuel. First time we wrote six figures in Parimutuel. And, you know, it's our second year.
Wow.
We do 6 days a year, Oaks Derby, Preakness, Belmont, and then the 2 days of the Breeders' Cup.
Okay.
First time we cracked 100,000. So it was very good. And then this party at Legacy, we had a party up at the rooftop lounge, and they had hats for the men and women. Everybody dressed up to watch the Derby. They sold it out. I said, you're not going to sell 150 tickets to that. Easy. They did it easy. They had a waiting list for it. So Derby becoming a social event like the Super Bowl is in many circles.
Wow. Okay. Very good. Mm-hmm. How about the big news earlier this week with what happened in Illinois and Circa coming to Illinois?
Yeah. Full House Resorts, which is opening the American Place in Waukegan, announced their partnership with Circa. We're going to provide Circa Sports now coming to Illinois. We'll have a retail book there. They'll have a temporary facility, a tent there in Waukegan, for 2 years or so while they're building their permanent structure. The permanent structure will include 20 high-end suites. Target date, Dan Lee, the CEO, said is October to open the temporary facility. But we're very excited and exciting about trying to replicate what's behind us in the Chicagoland market. Peekaboo, Marquis, we see you.
Unbelievable. Huh? Unbelievable.
Huge.
Yes. How do you scout? How much do you, because you're a big player too. But how much do you go around town? Ooh, they're doing this. Oh, yeah. I noticed that. And try to make Circa the D Golden Gate the best. I mean, take it away from that angle.
You know, we have a marketing meeting every Thursday. There's like 30 people in it. But for those of us that play and play around town, whether it's sports or table games or slots, we're always out there looking at new promotions of what works, what makes sense to us, what are good things for loyalty programs, how do you drive different segments in. And the constant question is, how do you drive people in here on, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday during non-football season, especially? You go out there and see what works. I mean, a lot of it's a copycat. Derek Stevens built a bar outside here now. Right now, it's hard to find a casino that doesn't have an outside bar, but somebody has to prove it works first.
Interesting. And also mistakes, too. Don't do this. This casino did that. Let's avoid, yeah.
And we tend to do it once or twice and then decide it's a mistake.
Okay. Yeah, they're
we do stuff here. We'll take chances.
Okay, they ring the bell now at the Palms when dealers get tipped. What do you think of that?
How do you feel about that?
That might be too much.
A little bit of Capriati's here.
Well, yeah, I know.
Beer money!
Right. Yeah, ding, right. Ding, ding, same ding. Thing. Is it a sandwich shop or a casino? Yeah. Sure, no kidding. Okay, the NFL schedule drops today, and what's the guarantee? Everyone wants to know. You're going to wait to make that announcement Tuesday when you're in studio with Derek, but the NFL schedule and tie it into your big announcement here and what you're going to do with the contest, and you've already run in some of the commercials.
Yeah, so the full schedule being released later today, teams have been able to leak out, right?
Yep.
Each team's allowed to leak out one game. It seems like the Raiders have a pretty interesting early schedule. Looks like they might be having the Patriots here in week one and the Broncos here in week two. And a doubleheader on Monday night in week two instead of week one. That seems to be the way it's going. Lions leaked. It's Bills at Lions opens Thanksgiving. Should be a great game. But we just want to make sure everything's in place. We have a couple different sets of rules written based on what we learn later today. We'll get the rule sets to our outside counsel tomorrow. Be ready to announce right here on Follow the Money on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock in the third hour, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. Both Derek and I will be on. We will reveal what's the guarantee, and then the rule sets. Might be an interesting twist on $1 million bonus in Survivor.
Oh!
Jeff Benson came up with something that I really like. I think that's what we're going to go with. All will be finalized by us tomorrow and then revealed. I know the commercial's been running. What's the guarantee? A lot of people outraged. They say, how can VSiN's top personnel, all these VSiN personalities in it, how can VSiN's top personality, how is Tim Murray not in that commercial? I'm sorry, he didn't make the cut. There's a bit part with Paulie Howard that might be in part two, which will be released on Tuesday after we make the announcement, where it's a commercial that'll, you know, play with the Padres and all across the country about the rule set.
Bit part. The Moss kid comes down an escalator. I'm sitting down. I stand up. I have to walk up to Derek.
You had how many takes did we have to do with you?
Four
you
or
had five words. You couldn't get
No, that's not true. They changed the script. Said one
the
thing.
The whole thing is, what's the guarantee? You kept saying, how much is the guarantee? Cut over and over
that's
again.
That's what the script said, though.
I didn't get a script. I don't have a speaking part.
You're
the Moss kid. Poor Mitch, so he had to keep coming up the elevator and going down the elevator. You just had to walk 5 steps up the elevator, down escalator, down the escalator.
Well, what I'm looking forward to also is, because what this means for the contest and what week 16. We know the middle game on Christmas with Denver and the Rams. Mm-hmm. What are the other two Christmas games going to be? And then how does that impact the contest with week 16? Because Christmas falls on a Sunday. You're going to have, 11 games on Saturday. There's a Thursday night game. There's a triple header for the first time on Christmas. And there's a Monday night game. So you guys can play around with that.
Yeah, it's obviously everybody wants to know Thanksgiving and Christmas, because those probably look like they're going to be the standalone weeks as well. Rumors out about the other two Thanksgiving games, Bills at Cowboys. Bengals at Cowboys, okay. Rumored to be the middle game.
Ooh,
there.
Good game. Okay.
Yeah. Great game.
Sure it is. Yes.
Yeah, great game.
Absolutely. We'll see what they do with Christmas as well. I am shocked by the Brady news. There's so many angles to this and so many layers. Number one, all this money. Never done it before. We have no idea if he's going to be any good. How long is he going to continue to play? It's not like he's just going to start now. He's still going to play with Tampa Bay. Will he win a Super Bowl? Is it another year? Is it two more years? And then another good Bill Simmons brought this up. A lot of people are high on Greg Olsen. What if that's a good, if Olsen and Burkhardt are doing a great job, and suddenly it's like, okay, that's good. Here comes Tom Brady now. We're going into Brady. Olsen, that's it. You're out. We'll demote you.
You think it's that bad of a move? You think this is really a horrific move by Fox? I mean, I think a lot of people would be interested to hear Tom Brady. Now, is he any good?
You don't watch the game because of the announcer or the color guy. Why are you paying these astronomical contracts? I'm not going to tune in on Monday. Oh, that's right. I got to watch Aikman. Who does that? Nobody thinks like that. It's wasted money.
I think if they're really bad, though, people tune out. I mean, look at America last night. You had your choice.
That was bad.
Listen to Lisa Hextall or watch a 55-point blowout. Chicago Fire must have had the greatest ratings of all time.
I've never seen so many tweets. I'm watching the game on mute.
I tried to go on Twitter. I counted over 150 different tweets about who is this lady? How could this be, the screaming and all of that?
Right, right.
Who at ESPN listened to her and said, this would be great to have on a national game? You got Levy in studio. God, Levy should be the guy calling the game. I don't know what the deal with TNT is, but the Sharks announcer with 90. We're doing a great job on the Edmonton series, and all of a sudden now she gets sent up Alberta and they bust her back and forth. We get her two nights in a row. Awful. Yeah. Awful.
It was Twitter was exploding. I know. And it was, would it cause you to turn a game off? I know. But it certainly, I don't think announcers going to bring you in, an Aikman, $18 million a year. But come on, $35, $37 million a year. We have no idea how good he's going to. You know, he opened up on the ESPN show, which he showed some honesty. But will he take you behind the scenes? I mean, the Patriot way? He never gives you anything. Never gives you bulletin board material. And even going back to the WEI hits when he was on weekly on that radio station, they paid him every Monday. He didn't give you anything, and they're paying him to do that.
Well, in light of this, I've come up with my top booths list for every sport, who all time I thought are the best announcing teams. And then I'll also mention who today I think is the best in the business.
Right. Okay, so some are saying you had the earnings call, you lose Buck and Aikman, make some noise here, you go and get Brady and this big deal, and when he retires, he's going to be in the booth for all that money, but with no experience, and then seeing how things have gone with Romo lately, I'm shocked by it. And Montana was a disaster, Drew Brees. Early returns, not good on Breeze.
Tough to listen to Notre Dame football.
That day, right, absolutely. So we'll get Mike's list coming up. We want to hear from you as well. Tweet, email, your favorite broadcasting duo, and current or former. We'll get to Mike's list, and no one's better on this than Mike as well. The $1.4 million jackpot down the street, we'll get to that. And oh, we walked into something here with worst TV characters. All that straight ahead, can't wait.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Mike Pallman for Mitch today. We'll get to win-lose coming up in the NHL playoffs. We're joined now by Tom Verducci, MLB Network, MLB on Fox analyst, Sports Illustrated, three-time National Sports Writer of the Year, and he's on the Yankees and White Sox tonight, and we can start there, Tom. Appreciate the time. I thought the Yankees would be down this year, at least go under their win total. 22-8, first place. I can't believe how good the pitching and the starting pitching has been so far.
Yeah, I mean, they're legit right now. There's nothing fluky about how the Yankees are winning games, and I chuck a lot of that up to their defense. You know, they got better defensively at just about every position, every move they made. And they were a bad defensive team last year. People didn't pay much attention to their defense because they kind of slugged their way to their wins. But they were a bottom three or four defensive team last year that's playing up this year. And don't forget their bullpen either. But you do have to start with their starting pitching. It's been much better than a lot of people thought. I think it's legitimate. I don't think the Yankees are going to win 119 games. But I think this is a 100-plus win team.
Wow.
Tom, how good is Nestor Cortez? He's been a great surprise for the Yanks so far.
I mean, when you look at it going back to midseason last year, he's one of the best pitchers in the game. And the stats will tell you that. Now you watch him pitch and you say, well, he's a crafty lefty. He changes arm angles, changes speeds all the time. He knows what he's doing out there. The cutter really has played for him. So, you know, I have to give the Yankees credit at what they've done with him and the way they use him now and sequences that he uses and the catchers and the way they work with him. Listen, I don't think he's a fluke. I mean, Gerrit Cole is still the horse of the staff. We all know that. But, you know, Nestor Cortez now, to me, has done it long enough to think that he's going to be a force in that rotation. And I love the way Severino has been throwing. Those two guys, to me, take them from a good rotation to a great one.
How about the team they're playing tonight, the White Sox, and off to a bit of a slow start, but Cease and Kopech have been great, and Cease gets the ball tonight.
It wouldn't shock me if Cease won the Cy Young, if not this year someday. He's got that kind of stuff. When you break down his stuff pitch by pitch, you know, he's right up there with anybody. And, you know, he's now getting to that point where I call him a young veteran, where he knows what he's doing on the mound. He's just fun to watch. He's, you know, upper 90s velocity, can spin two different breaking balls as well as anybody, good changeup. I think he might have the best pure stuff on the staff. Giolito's the best pitcher, but he might have the best pure stuff on that staff. White Sox, to me, they're an interesting team. I still like them to win that division. They get off to a slow start because of injuries. Didn't hit a lick in April. We know they're a good offensive team. The two things that concern me about Chicago is that they're not a good defensive team, and they're just too aggressive offensively. I mean, I love aggressive teams, but the White Sox probably take it a little bit too far. We can pitch to them out of the strike zone and get them out. But I think when all is said and done, and I've been a little bit surprised by Minnesota, but I do think the White Sox will win that division.
Most disappointing team so far?
It's got to be Boston. Now, I didn't have them as a playoff team, so I'll give you that as a caveat. I didn't think they were a great team. I did think they had some flaws in their roster. I mean, they're basically getting no offense at a right field, first base, and catcher. You know, Story has had a difficult period breaking in here to Boston. I think he'll be okay, but I'm always leery when someone goes out of Colorado. You go to a market like Boston where, let's face it, the spotlight's on you right away to produce, and it can snowball. We saw that in New York with Joey Gallo last year, with Lindor in New York. You're seeing it with Story here. I think eventually he's going to be okay. But, man, you just can't be, after, what, 6 weeks in the season, be 12 games behind the Yankees in the loss column. You just can't make up that many games against a really good team. So Boston, to me, the bullpen has really given away too many games. That's probably their biggest problem. But, again, I don't think they're a great offensive team. I think it's a team to keep your eye on. Which way do they go? Are they like the Braves last year, where they just kind of flip the roster and figure out how to make a good team a great team by the end of the season? Or do they start moving pieces and break it down and saying, this is just not our year?
Yeah, to that point, your colleague John Morosi reports that Xander Bogaerts to the Cardinals deal could be in the offing. Cardinals have played well enough and get Flaherty back probably in June. How soon does Brian O'Halloran give up the ghost this year?
Not soon. I mean, very rare you see teams do this in May or even June. I mean, we get to the early parts of July, then they start figuring out what they have. You know, there's an old saying in baseball, you get to Memorial Day, then you have a pretty good sense of what kind of team you are, pretender or contender. So I think the Red Sox play this out for a while here. It's much too early to start moving parts, especially great players like Bogaerts. But it's not out of the question that we get to, and for me, it's the early part of July. You get to that point, and the Red Sox just don't see it happening, that they can't get him under a contract extension. Due diligence says you should explore what's out there on the market. As far as the Cardinals, yeah, they might be a fit. Right now it looks like they've given up on DeJong, but you know, they've got this kid Nolan Gorman in the minor leagues playing second base. I think they can play Tommy Edmund at shortstop. I think he can be a major league shortstop. That could be an option there. They like Edmundo Sosa still. So they do have some options. I don't think it's an urgent matter right now.
Ball the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Tom Verducci, our guest, MLB Network, MLB on Fox. He's on the Yankees and White Sox tonight, big four-game series, and a three-time Sports Emmy Award winner. Sports Illustrated, you wrote about the Diamondbacks. So Boston, most disappointing. How about, can the Diamondbacks keep this up? Number one ROI team in a good division to be above 500? Tell people what you wrote about Arizona.
Well, I think they are the biggest surprise, and that's all due respect to Minnesota, and especially their starting pitching has been better than I thought. But you're talking about a team in Arizona last year that lost 110 games, the worst team in baseball, tied with the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, since we got into the 162-game schedule, there's never been a team, after losing that many games, come back and win more than 77. So if you're talking about the D-backs now as a team that can possibly finish around 500, which I think they can, I mean, that's just stunning. That's a stunning turnaround. And to me, you have to start with the pitching and the job that their pitching coach, Brent Strom, has done. You know, he did this when he walked into Houston in 2014, turned around a team that lost 111, immediately shaved the ERA by like 0.7. It's much bigger jump this year with Arizona. And it's not a fluke when you look at guys like Merrill Kelly and Zach Gallen. Madison Bumgarner has rediscovered his cutter. And to tell you a quick story, I mean, Strom walks in there and, you know, Bum is not the kind of guy, you know, he's kind of set in his way. He's as old school as they come. And Strom suggests he moves on the rubber from the first base side to the third base side. And it's really made his pitches more competitive out of his hand. He's throwing more cutters than ever before because it's a good pitch for him. He also suggested throw that cutter high in the strike zone. He's so used to getting it under the hands of right-handed hitters. It was kind of a new look for him to show that pitch at the top of the zone. That's working. Zach Gallen kind of tweaked his delivery. He's throwing more high fastballs. And, you know, first thing Strom did when he looked at the team's charts last year, he said, this team doesn't throw enough high fastballs. And we know that's what plays in the game today with all these hitters trying to get the ball in the air. So these are real changes Arizona's gone through. They've called up some top prospects here. The fans are getting a chance to see. Listen, I think that's just a brutally tough division. We all know that. The Padres are really, really good. We know about the Giants and the Dodgers. So it's hard to get a lot of wins in that division if you're Arizona or Colorado. But I think it's possible they could be around 500.
How about the Mets doing this without DeGrom? A-Rod did say he thinks they're going to win two World Series in the next 5 to 7 years, but could we be headed toward a Subway Series?
I mean, it's possible. I mean, you look at the standings now and you see New York and L.A., right? It's a good thing for baseball to have those two markets strong. And Dodgers and Angels on the West Coast, Yankees and Mets on the East Coast certainly look legit. Yeah, the Mets, to me, look like, you know, them and the Dodgers are right there. That was my pick before the season for the NLCS. To me, they're both those teams. When you just break down their rosters, I think they're a cut above everybody else. And that's no disrespect to the, you know, no disrespect to the Braves, because you have to realize they've won that division a bunch of years in a row. They are defending world champions. But the Mets did a great job finishing off that roster. When I see guys like Escobar and Canna and Marte, and I know you mentioned the pitching, and Scherzer's been great, and this kid McGill, I know he had a tough time last night, but, you know, that's really has deepened their rotation. You know, DeGrom obviously can be a huge difference maker, and it's all about, to me at this point with the Mets, what kind of shape is he in? It's in October. Because if you go play the Mets and you're looking at Scherzer and DeGrom in a 5 or 7 game series, and I don't care if it's Carrasco or McGill or Bassett, whoever it is, it's tough just getting through those two guys. So, yeah, the Mets right now, if they have DeGrom, they're going to be a beast come September, sure. October.
Great job, Tom. We'll be watching tonight. Big fan of your work. Thanks for getting up early.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Tom Verducci, MLB Network, MLB on Fox and Sports Illustrated. Again, Yankees, White Sox tonight. Top horse racing plays from ExpressBet editor-in-chief Jeremy Plonk, both from back-to-back races at Keeneland. Race 5, he likes the 2 at 3-1. And race 6, he likes the 11. You like apples at 8-1. You can bet these races and more using FirstBet, the preferred horse betting app of VSiN. Sign up today for the FirstBet app. If you use the promo code Vegas22, bet at least $25. You'll get 25 in free bets on the Preakness and the Belmont. VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses. What do you think of the A-Rod comment? You had a chance to hang out with Mr. Cohen, who was at Circa.
Here's an owner that's heavily invested in the on-field operations. I mean, we were walking around with him, and it was supposed to be last Saturday or whenever it was. Scherzer was supposed to get the start, and then he sees it's there. He said, I got to call back and see what's going on, why he's not starting. He started on Sunday night. But obviously, he's going to spend money. He's improving this team. It's powerful comments. A couple World Series, but he makes a great point about the rotation you're going to have to face in the playoffs. But, you know, can Scherzer stay healthy the whole year, right? And then, you know, they're pretty deep. Bassett's been great, too. We're not really talking to him.
That's filthy. Yeah. DeGrom, Scherzer, Bassett? And I hope it's L.A., New York, in the NLCS. But that's ridiculous. That's the matchup, but that could be the Mets rotation.
I got to look at Cease's odds for good comment.
Yeah. Very good. Wrong one. Race 7, Pimlico. Nope. Race 7, Pimlico, he likes the 7. Race 7 at Churchill, he likes the 3.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.